another episode of Trench Tips. If you're watching this and you feel some tension in the air, it's because me and Zach Thompson have just had an argument off air, and
yes,
we are working on a tight deadline, so we're going to have to roll with the punches. And I don't respect him, he doesn't respect me. We're not getting on at the minute. There is trouble in paradise, but like Ant and Dec, when Ant went through his troublesome time of drink driving, we're going to have to get on with this and do this. Are you okay, Zach? Don't care. Let's move on.
No, tell everyone what we're arguing about.
I got something wrong in my diary. I said, can we, okay, I appreciate that you're talking, but can we wrap this up because I've got X at half two?
And right, you said, is that no, a polite way of talking to a friend?
Depends what you mean by friend.
Well, I'm going to say something to you, right? And I'm going to use your brand against you. When you're dead, can you take your diary with you?
No, but you can't take your friends either. Well, you can, but depends how big your coffin is. Winky face.
Exactly. Think about that. Anyway, what are we talking about today, pussy boy?
I wanted to talk about, I did a training session with somebody this morning, and a question that comes up on cold calls, on discovery calls, on sales calls. I don't get it that often, but I know people do. And one of the guys who's new in our office said that he's been getting it a few times. So I'd maybe like to discuss why you think it comes up, and then what the antidote to it is. But I think would you call it an objection? I don't know if I would, but no, it's not an objection. I'm not gonna give it the time of day to call it an objection. But we covered it in objection training earlier. What makes you different from other X? So it could be agencies or data providers or recruitment businesses in your industry. Or what makes you different from other agencies?
With the guy who's new in our office, what makes you different? The difference between him getting that and you not getting that, what do you think that is?
I think if people are asking that, you're probably losing control in the conversation. I think it's fair to say, like, if you're losing control, then they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to ask loads and loads of questions here to see if you can scratch my appetite. Something about trust. Trust isn't built. A gut feeling, maybe, as well. I'd look upstream all the way through. You get to the end and someone's going, well, what makes you different? I also
if
think
someone
that
says
there's...
what makes you different in a role like ours, so someone says to you, what makes you different, what have you not been able to put across,
what, why are you different, what you do
exactly? But you're saying you don't get that
mm-hmm.
because you probably have come across as different.
Well, my mum's been saying that to me since the day I was born.
I'm a
walkie-talkie miracle.
So in our world, like, that's a pretty straightforward. And to be fair, like, new people are going to get that all the time, aren't they? You're gonna have a bit of, like, you sound like a bit customer service-y at the start, a bit salesy at the start, and then people realise they're in a sales call, like, hold on a second, what would make you different? I suppose the other scenario that you're given there is, like, what makes you different in this kind of saturated market? And I think the trap that most salespeople fall into there is that's like a, right, go on then, defend yourself. And what you end up saying is, like, here's all the things that I like as a salesperson. But human psychology is such that the person you're speaking to is going to take everything in that you're saying and distort and delete it down to all the bits that are the most irrelevant, not the bits that are relevant. Prospects aren't there to do the sieving work for you. They're not there to look for the answers in what you say. They're literally sat there looking for all the reasons why what you're saying is not relevant.
Mm.
So because of that, there's loads of different ways that you can steer the question. But I think fundamentally with all things, it's worth understanding the concept first. Does that make sense to you, Jack? And I'm sorry about before. I've just realised I've calmed down now. We did fall out.
We did fall out. It's okay. Yeah, I think clarity. So you need to ask yourself, and maybe the prospect in that moment, why are you asking me this question? But I wouldn't be as abrasive. It might sound like this. If I want to know why they're asking, oh, That's a good one. That doesn't typically come up, I guess, at this point. Oh, that doesn't typically come up on the first call. I guess, what makes you ask that? Well, I'm trying to...
because we've done this before, because I'm trying to understand what makes you stand out. Do we already do this? There'll be something in there. But then this is interesting as well, and I know this wasn't planned, but I've noticed from people that we train both internally and externally, everyone tends to know it up to that bit. Like, yeah, I can ask that question, but that's not the silver bullet answer. Because someone then goes like, well, I'm trying to understand if you do anything different than what we already do, because we already use a similar company. And people go, wasn't really expecting that response. Now what? Because again, they don't know the concept. And your point there is on clarity, isn't it? Well, okay. Well, I suppose I don't know, but let's see if we can help each other. About who are you using? What are you using at the minute? What do they do for you? What problem do they solve? Oh, they similar. Do X, Y, and Z for us. Okay, and what would you say is still on the table that you're trying to solve that you wish they could help you with? Oh, probably this. Wow, that's interesting. What's made that come up? Okay, give me an example. It's like knowing the full path along. And unfortunately, that's not something that you can just bang in a script.
No.
You can't go like, no matter what, you just say, okay, great, here's my next question.
This is what we were struggling out. The guy that I was training this morning, we were trying to like create a template. And I was like, it's more like you've got to learn the move and then like you've got to freestyle it. But it was an interesting one because that's the clarity path. I think that's when someone's playing ball. I do think you get to a point where somebody isn't playing ball. And I think it is a bit of like, okay, if you're going to ask silly questions, my job is probably to like play the game back. I always think, how do I make you feel? How do I make you realize that's a silly question? Do you know what I mean? So like, okay. So when you say what makes us different to other agents, when you say other agencies, what do you mean? Other agencies in our town, other agencies in lead generation, other agencies in the UK, other agencies in the top 50 agencies in the UK. What do you mean?
Yeah, good. So that, okay, yeah, right? I think that is, we've been talking about this loads at the minute, haven't we, me and you? Like, that there is going to work for very cocksure, difficult, straight to the point, let's say CEO, owner, founder, whatever it is kind of guys. Like, I've been in this business for 20 years, mate, you know, like those kind of people. But there'll be other people who aren't wired like that, and that wouldn't work for. And again, to your point, this is like knowing the move, isn't it? And I think a good, safe place, if you're not sure yet, we're not in the conversation for me to really get the read of your personality, is to get someone talking about their favourite subject, which is what?
Football.
No, which is what?
Themselves.
Tommy Robbins. No, themselves. Yeah, exactly. And how I would typically, like, let's say you're on a call for Wham, if they're like, well, what makes you different than what we're already doing? That's a good question. You can probably help me answer that because we do different things for different people. I suppose just so I can get my head around it, who are you trying to get in front of? Okay, and what problem do they need to have to make it worthwhile having a conversation with you? And before you know it, they've brain is now on like, oh, I'm back to talking about my favorite subject, the spotlight effect, the spotlight's back on me, we're talking about me again. Okay, and then I'll normally throw in something challenging there. So I would probably say something like, okay, maybe a bit of a difficult question. I suppose compared to your competitors, if I'm having a conversation on your behalf with someone, what do you offer that they don't?
Yeah. Yeah, we said this morning. It's great.
And then we moved like 2-3 questions away from that initial point. And you said it's not an objection at the start. It's not an objection, but it's potentially an area of the conversation we can kind of get trapped in.
Definitely. And you know what? So one of the things to remember that so many... I hear it all the time, right? So that people that do training with us or do training get good at this. They're like doing it, they're wrestling, the bam, bam, bam. They end up there and then they'll bring it back up themselves. Oh. They'll be like, do you know what I mean? So it's like you've taken
so you
it.
Wanted
I
always... that email, did you? Like,
what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. That's one that's used in email. But I think like you take it, and like you put it on like this little metaphorical table and you're like, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to handle it. You don't have to go back to it if you've dealt with it, but you don't need to be the one that brings it up. If they go, yeah, but you've not answered my question. What makes you different? Okay, well, I can tell you, but if I tell you honestly, will you genuinely believe me? Are you sure? Whatever I say to you next, are you definitely going to believe what I say? because we are the most amazing agency in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And there's the concept again can be framed in so many different ways, right? So you could use that kind of challenging, bullshy style. Or if I'm a business owner talking to another business owner, I can say, look, Jack, if you're anything like me, if I sit here and tell you what I think's amazing about our business, are you going to believe me?
No.
No. So normally what I suggest is I can probably ascertain in 2 to 3 questions if it's worth either of our time having a further conversation. Would that make sense?
So good.
That's question number one. But you can frame these questions in different ways depending on the persona that you're dealing with. I think that's where people get some of this stuff potentially mixed up. It's like, you don't have to be a challenging twat to everyone.
Exactly. Can I, just before we wrap up, can I share with the audience one of my favorite things that I've heard you say this week?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know if you...
Don't wind me up.
No, I'm genuinely going to be really, really nice. So you had a week off last week, didn't you? Throughout the business. I caught up on one of your calls on Jiminy, just to make sure, because I was having the decision conversation, and I heard you say something, but just the way you worded it, I thought it was beautiful. I just thought, if you've stayed with us for 11 and a half minutes, you've managed to ride the wave of whatever's terminally wrong with me and Zach Thompson. It was about booking a meeting from a meeting. You said, well, listen, as a salesperson, I'm a sucker for a next step. What would you like to do next? And I just thought that sucker for a next step, I love English language, and I thought that was beautiful. And I've not had a chance to say it to you yet, because obviously since the argument, we've not caught up properly. but I just thought I'd share that with the audience.
We're in a fortunate spot, aren't we, where the discovery calls, the cold calls, everything that we do, well, fortunate or unfortunate, everything is part of the interview. I'm effectively in, like, do you want to hire me to do this? So in doing things like that, people go, I'd quite like someone to do that for me. That's a bold question. So yeah, I appreciate the compliment. I'm guessing you want one back.
Nope. Don't need it. Ego free over here. There is no self. Yeah, go on, please.
Can I give you one? I'm getting a lot of messages at the minute about your skincare regime.
Oh, really?
And I think a man with a young baby... You know, I hope you don't mind the audience knowing you are 32. But some days I see you and I think, that guy has got good skin. And if you've got this far in the podcast and you agree, don't message me. Message Jack and say, what's your skincare regime? And if you do that, Jack will give you 50 quid.
And what do you what do you do? Tell everybody what your skincare routine is, because I love this, what you do in the morning when you're putting your moisturizer on. What do you say in the mirror? Go and tell the audience.
It's going to sound weird, though. I put moisturizer on in my hallway. I've got this mirror. I put moisturizer on and I go, it just drinks it up, doesn't it?
You're so thirsty. Drink it all up. Right, thank you. That's been another episode of Trench Tips. We'll see you through the week.